Echo and Harper Audio present Touch, a novel by Olaf Olafsson, performed by Peter Noble. I am going to do my best to leave everything in order when I lock up for the last time. I'm already making good progress, as there is nothing really holding me back. After the staff went home last night, I sat in the office and wrote myself a to-do list, which I revised this morning when I got up. I didn't sleep well, was woken by a sudden storm battering the house. Gusts of wind whipped the branches of the ash tree against my bedroom window, creating a strangely rhythmical din I actually found quite comforting. As I lay awake, I used the time to run through the list in my head, but stopped short of scrambling out of bed to add to it. That said, I don't believe I had forgotten anything when I returned to it after breakfast. It feels strange to think that only 3 weeks ago there were 80 wedding guests here. The groom was Icelandic, and the bride Danish, which was reflected in the menu. Stjerneskud as a starter, rack of lamb for the main. I have catered many wedding parties in my time, and can safely say there's nothing I haven't seen. Sometimes I think I glimpse the cracks, even before the poor couple have taken their vows. Sometimes I feel an overwhelming urge to warn them. Not so with the Icelandic lad and the Danish girl. I have seldom seen two people so in love. I am going to let this be the last memory of my restaurant, the happy celebrations, and that relaxed, natural affection evident in the young couple's smiles and mannerisms, their thoughtfulness and modesty. The words that didn't need to be said, the deep love they felt for each other, which lighted up the room when they walked in. I have been thinking about them this morning. I hope they have avoided the virus, and that they are well, wherever they may be. They only need each other. We stayed open as long as possible, probably longer than we should have. People had largely stopped coming in even before the ban on social gatherings came into effect. We had the odd evening booking, mostly tourists, and when they dried up too, we did our best to keep going by offering deliveries and takeaways, fine food at a fine price, as we advertised on our website. That worked quite well for a few days, but then interest waned. Or people became more afraid of getting infected and stopped calling or ordering online. I had managed to buy a consignment of disposable boxes and containers for the food that left the restaurant, and am now paying for my optimism, as we have used only a fraction of them. I've just added a reminder to my list to give the rest to the owners of two restaurants in the neighborhood, still trying to keep things going. They can do with all the help they can get. For my part, I won't be needing them, as I do not intend to reopen. There is an echo when I walk across the floor. I pause in the dining area, look around the way I did when I first came here, just over 20 years ago. The anticipation I felt then has been replaced by a sense of gratitude. I felt at home the instant I walked through the doors and decided there and then to lease the space. It needed very little work in the way of repairs and refurbishment, as the steakhouse that was here previously never really took off, and closed down after a short time. Admittedly, I bought a better stove, painted the walls in warmer tones, hung some nice pictures, and installed new lighting. But that was it. And we opened only a month after I had signed a 6-year lease with Frissi. We have renewed it 3 times to date. And all I can say about Frissi is that he has been a reasonable and good landlord. In the wake of the financial collapse, he lowered the rent without...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?